It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Top lawmakers will gather in person tomorrow to learn more about Colorado's response to COVID-19. State senators and representatives from both parties will get to question Governor Jared Polis's administration on the state's emergency orders and what's next. Here's Republican Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert.
This is actually a great opportunity for us to ask the governor questions, help our constituents understand. Are there data points, are there conditions that the governor and his staff are looking at where he would consider lifting the statewide disaster emergency?
It's the first of several meetings under a new state law that's intended to create more legislative oversight during emergencies like the pandemic. Governor Polis is calling on the Trump administration to cover the full cost of using the National Guard to help respond to the coronavirus. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
President Trump announced last week that he will extend the Guard's call-up through the end of the year, something governors have been pushing for. However, the arrangement comes with one big change. Most states, including Colorado, will now be required to cover one quarter of the cost. A spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis says he is lobbying the White House to fully fund Colorado's National Guard. About 120 Guard members are participating in the state's coronavirus response. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Revenues in Colorado Springs are expected to decline by 5 to 10% this year because of the pandemic. In a Facebook video, Mayor John Southers says that means under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR, the city will have to lower the baseline by which future city revenues can grow.
That means it could take 3 to 4 years to get back to 2019 spending levels, despite the fact the economy recovers much faster and the city continues to grow.
Southers wants to ask the city council to put a measure on the ballot that would prevent the ratchet down effect and allow the city to spend all revenue received last year in excess of TABOR limits. He says this would let the city recover more quickly from the pandemic's economic impact. The Springs is getting a new site for free coronavirus tests. Starting Tuesday, drive-up testing will be available at the Citadel Mall parking lot. The free testing is limited to people experiencing symptoms, as well as healthcare workers, first responders, and people who work in places like homeless shelters and detention centers. Colorado Springs has highs today near 90, same for Denver, and about the same tomorrow. Then it gets warmer later in the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.